This is Frankly Speaking on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio with Deacon Frank DeFrank, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Holy Mother Church does an incredible job in our liturgies of using everyday symbols to transport us from the mundane to the transcendent, from the here and now to the hereafter. Advent and Christmas are great examples. There is one symbol that captures the essence of Advent, but it's not found among the recognizable Advent symbols such as the Advent calendar or candle. It's the anchor. Over the centuries, anchors prevented ships from being thrown about, and conversely, they held them as securely as possible in unpredictable waters. The anchor was a symbol of hope for navigators. Among the early Christians, the anchor was used in the catacombs as a sign of hope during the persecutions, and it was found on tombstones as a sign of the unshaken expectation of heaven for those who died faithful to Christ. Hope is as profoundly a human quality as it is a theological virtue. It touches our entire existence, from the most insignificant to the most profound. Expecting an important letter, anticipating a critical meeting at work, awaiting the results of a medical test, trusting in God's grace to be with us in good times and in troubled times, in all places, in all circumstances. Hope is our soul's steadfast anchor, and Advent is the season given us to make this virtue of expectation a staple of our mindset and lifestyle. To anchor ourselves in hope is to anticipate the first coming of the Son of God, who came to live among us to show us what compassion, mercy, and selfless love was all about. To anchor ourselves in hope is to confidently expect that our willingness to remove all obstacle to His coming, the Prince of Peace will come to dwell spiritually in our hearts, bringing with Him all the divine grace we need to live His life and to achieve the final victory. To anchor ourselves in hope is to keep us from discouragement amidst the ebb and flow of life circumstances. He is the Good Shepherd. To anchor ourselves in hope is to aspire to that happiness and peace which God has placed in our hearts that He wants for us and which we will attain in all its divine fullness in heaven. To anchor ourselves in hope is to look forward to His final glorious return when He will come to judge the living and the dead. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Advent is the acceptable time to reflect on God's gift of hope and what it can mean to us when we live each moment in its embrace. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever.